The topic will revolve around the din of Shomer Aveda, which is a rather encompassing and diverse topic. We'll start, I'll just go to the Seder, the Marim Mekomos that you have in front of you. Item number one is the Gemara here on Daf Chav Zayin. This Mishnah is a famous Mishnah. It's a Mishnah which really serves as the Makor for the din of Simonim. The Gemara has a Machlokes, whether Simonim Daraisa, Simonim Darabanan, a well-known Machlokes. I'm not getting into the Pesach of that, but the Mishnah here tells you on Chav Zayin, which is item number one, in the Marim Mekomos, that the Gemara derives from that Pasuk, namely the Pasuk in Kisese, that deals with this halacha, where the Torah comments very clearly, Lo sire asher achicha oseyu nidochim v'salamta mehem, the obligation not to pretend you don't see an item that was lost, hashev teshivim l'achicha, which the Gemara dashens many, many drashas, avila mea pomim, the obligation to return a lost article. And then the Pasuk says, Yimlo karav achicha elech v'lo yedato, and then the Torah goes on, so the Mishnah here on Chof Zayim deals with this additional, why the Torah felt the need to itemize, why the litany of items, af hasim lo hoysa b'chlal, kolelum, v'lomu yatzasa, l'haki sheleh, l'omu l'cha. Masim lo miyuchedes sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh lo tovim, al kol davar sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh lo tovim, chayav l'hachris. The chiv v'achrozo is based on something that has simanim, something that has tovim. The Gemara, a bit in the middle of the page, on Chof Zayim and Aleph, the Gemara is a drasha, Tanu Rabbanan. It's a braisa which is parallel to the Gilyon HaShas on the side of the page. So here, the braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Tovad Mimenu Umitzasa, Prat La'Avedo Shem B'Shaveputa. The exclusion is, Ha'im Efshar Lachem Lahalot L'Mala? L'Mala M'Efshar. Toda. So it says here, Asher Tova Mimenu Mitzasa Prat La'Aveda Hashem B'Shaveputa. And the Gemara learns out from here, we'll see in a moment. There are two halachas. I'll just continue a little bit. Rabbi Yomer Mitzasa Prat La'Aveda Hashem B'Shaveputa. The Gemara says, what's the distinction between these two drashos? The first one that derives from Asher Tova Prat La'Aveda Hashem B'Shaveputa. The second derives from Umitzasa, two different diyukim from two different words, but it's the same halacha. My binayim rabayim, mashmos do shenika binayim. Ma nafkolei mi asher, tovad mimenu, umar nafkolei mi mitzasa. And the Gemara here goes on to describe, actually, a number of interesting nafkaminas. But we learn two halachas from here. Number one, laveda shem b'shaveputa, there's no obligation of hashavas aveda. Only if there's a shaveputa, is there a din of hashavas aveda, without the value of a shaveputa, is not a halacha of shavas aveda. Number two, that you're allowed to take an aveda shem shaveputa l'atzmecha. You can go ahead and acquire it without any difficulty. So even though in general, and this is a Rambam that you have cited over here, Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila v'Aveda, Rambam tells you that there's an iser to go ahead and steal. In Aleph Hilchos Gzeila v'Aveda Halacha Beis, look at page number 6 of the Marim Mekomos. Rambam has a famous din that Gezel also is also, even if you steal a mashu, or the same thing applies to Geneva, if you steal either thievery or gezel, which is generally more in the area of not thievery, but armed robbery, in either case, you're not allowed to steal even a mashu. Even a small amount is also. Ram writes here in page 6, Perak Aleph Hilchzel of Aveda, Halach Aleph Kalagoz, Chavir Shavaputa, Ove Blasasi. The lav, you're only over if you steal a shaveputa. But he points out, in look at Allah, Zeshav, Yakosav, Nitko, Lasei, Shim Gozal, Chayim, Lahachsir, that's the din, the Gemara says in Makkos and elsewhere, that gezel is a lav hanitik lasei. Shenema veishar gezel she gezel sumit sasei. And halacha beis v'asil ligzel kol shu din Torah means even though malchus will only be received if you steal a shor pruta, that's when you're over a lav. However, it's aser even a kol shu. And the Ram goes on to say, I feel akum asu the gezel. That's a sugya at the end of Baba Kama. We actually spoke about it. We said a shir on Friday morning on this sugya of gezel akum. We pass an halacha, Gezel Akim is Asr. Gemara says the only thing that's mutter is Havkoah Salvoah. But Gezel Akim, stealing from a non-Jew, is not permissible. And the Rambam here in Halacha Beis tells you that you're not allowed to steal even Kol Shu, Midar Aisa, Filu Akim, Masa the Gazel, or Oshko. And the Rambam indicates there's also an obligation to return that item. So even though here you have a clear Isur, when it comes to Gzela, even a Mashu, even though the Lav, you're only going to be over if you, in effect, steal a shavu pruta. However, the Easter applies even to a mashu. However, the Rambam, going back to the page we just had a moment ago, Baveda, which is pachim shavu pruta, there's a heter. The halacha is Aveda, less than shavu pruta. The one who finds it, he's allowed to hold on to it. So somehow, the fact that there's a haloshim Aveda in the chetza is mafkiya mamad abaylim, unless there's a chiyuv hashava. If there's no chiyuv hashava, and less than shor pruta, there's no chiyuv hashava. Meila, there's no mamon abaylim regarding aveda. Just a contrast I want to show between gzeila and aveda. Gzeila is aser, even mashu. You're not going to get a lav if you see a less than shor pruta. There's still a chiyuv of hashava, veishak zel shegozal. However, when it comes to aveda, that's not the case. Here the halacha is, if there's no chiyuv hashava, and there isn't a chiyuv hashava, pachim shor pruta, so apparently, we assume that somehow the item is yours. It's mafkir the mamad abaydim. It's just very striking that there should be such a halacha. The Gemara also here indicates, I'm not going to discuss this by Richos, but this needs a lot more attention than I'm going to devote to it. But you can see this as well in Perek Yud-Gimel, which is on page number 7, Gzeila v'Aveda. The Gemara here tells you that the Metzia, in terms of this value of the metzia, that it should be a shavu pruta. It has to be a shavu pruta when? When must the value be that of a shavu pruta in order that this halacha should be applicable? So either there are two possibilities. Either b'shas aveda, when the item is lost, or b'shas metzia, when the item is found. And the question is, what does it mean, shas metzia? Does that mean shas metzia aveda, or shas hashavas aveda? Also, one could, so look in the Rambam, discussion in Chashim Ishvot, in Simi Reis Samus
Beis. A year later, what does it matter?
No, you'll see in a moment. That's where the Chashim Ishvot, the Reis Samus Beis, Sif Aleph, I didn't Xerox that, I just Xerox the Rambam, but in the Chashim Ishvot, actually there, the Mechaber, the Tour points out, in Aveda, which is not a Shavu Pruta, B'Shas Aveda, U'B'Shas HaShava, so you're not Chayev. Even if it was a Shavu Pruta, B'Shas Aveda, B'Huzla, let's say the item now diminished in its value. It went down. Or it was not a shavu pruta b'shas aveda v'hukra. And now the item went up in value. You're not chayav. But if it's a shavu pruta b'shas aveda b'shas hashava, even huzla b'emtza chayav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, the tour la'alocha. So he apparently holds that the shas metzia is the shas hashava. So if it's huzla, if it goes down in value before the hashava, before you return the aveda, you're putter from hashava s'aveda.
Then you're not returning it?
Yeah, okay. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam.
How would someone know what it was
worth before? It's a very good question. It's discussed in the Tur, Shogoloch, Barichos, but I just want to show you the Etzem Din in the Rambam in Perek Yud-Gimel, Chuzel, Halacha Aleph. Just read Halacha Aleph here on page number 7. He writes here, Hamotzi Aveda, Shu Chayu Lachzira, Chayu Lachachus Aleh Ulodia, Lomar, Misha Abelo Min Ploni, Yabo, Vihitin Simonim, Vihito. Let him come and produce the requisite Simonim in order to take the Aveda. I feel hoist the shavu pruta based on metzia. So here, he reflects this halacha. It was worth a pruta when it was found. Vehuzla, and now it underwent a diminution in value. Chayiv lahachvis aleh. There's a chayiv achrosa. And then he speaks about the Eben HaTayin that the Gemara talks about. A very beautiful concept. Eben gvoa hoist the chutz Yerushalayim. Shaleh hoyim achrizin. Question: why the Rambam felt constrained to insert this bit of information? This is not really having to do with halacha lemaisa. It's a metzias. They told about this also on this Eben HaTorin that the Gemara says. But you see from the Rambam that you require that it should be a shavim pruta b'shas ha'aveda b'shas metzia. But if who's la'acharkach, before you returned it, you're still mechuyav la'achriz u'lachzira. So apparently, what the Rambam understands, this is what the Mefarshim here, the Kesem Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, everyone talks about the Lachem Mishnah, Meshtal Melech, they all talk about what the Shita Sarambam is, that you require that it should be a shavim pruta b'shas ha'aveda b'shas ha'metzia. But if it huzla acharkach, before you return it, you're still mechuyav la'achriz u'lachzira. The Rambam apparently held what the Gemara says it should be shavim pruta b'shas ha'aveda b'shas metzia regarding to the chayves hashava, regarding the obligation to return the lost item. The chiyuv is chal b'shas ha'aveda, and kanireh the chiyuv is nigmar b'shas ha'metzia. And if it was shavim pruta b'shas ha'aveda, but not shavim pruta here b'shas metzia, so or the hefech, then there's no chiyuv of hashavas ha'aveda. But if it's huzla, if it went down in value, la'achar Shas HaMetzia, once the Chiyav HaShava is Chal, so then even though that was worth less than the Shavah Puta, the Chiyav HaShava still looks down. The Chiyav HaShava is still operative. That's what the Rambam holds. If it's Huzla, La'achar Shas HaMetzia, you're still Chayav La'achariz. And this is the subject of the big Machlokas of Rishonim. That's what the tour, I didn't Xerox it for you, but I just did it for myself here on Grace Hamach Beis. The tour has a lengthy Arichas on this topic. Okay, I'm just learning to this issue. It's really based on the Sugya Bava Kama. Now, I found that there's a fascinating din, which is quoting the Gemara earlier, but not earlier, later, I'm sorry. We didn't get to it yet. The Gemara, maybe you did. I don't know. I'm not holding by the Daf Yomi. But there's a Gemara on Daf Lamanam and Beis. A very fascinating Gemara. Is that today's Daf? Yeah? Wow. Okay, anyway, on Daf Lamanam and Beis, I didn't see it yet. But anyway, the Gemara on Daf Lamanam and Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, a famous Mishnah, what's called an Aveda. I'm not going to get into that detail, but what I am interested is the Gemara has a comment, namely, the Gemara speaks about this concept of how does a person, that's on top of the page, on top of the page here of Daf Lamanam and Beis, the Gemara says on the Omar Rabba, third line, second line, Lamanam and Beis. Omar Rabba, Hikisha Chayavah. Sorry, no, I don't think I put it there. What I did put here, just one second. I'm sure I put the Rab Chaim. There's a Chiddush Rab Chaim Halevi on Bar Metzia. That should be page 8, thank you. This is not well known, but I heard. And I heard true from Asalvechik. So one fine day he appears, and we had reference to the sugya Hamafkid of Shemesh and Masal of Shemesh. The Rav brings with him an old, old notebook. It's like a notebook that I used in first grade. I don't know if you remember those old notebooks. Maybe I don't know if you used them. It had these funny curlicues outside, and like a line notebook, a small little notebook. The notebook was as old as the hills. And so Asalvechik brought it. He was surrounded by, he had four or five Talmidim who surrounded him with the notebook of Rav Chaim Halevi. Now that Rav Chaim Halevi's notebook, Achidushim and Bar Metzia, and what the Rav did was he took out the Chibur of Rav Chaim Halevi, the one that's printed, the one that all of us are familiar with, and then he was comparing the notebook that he has to that which is found in the Chibur of Rav Chaim Halevi. Rabbi Asger, there weren't too many Chilukim that I saw between the Chibur and that notebook. But that was the only time in all the years I sat in the shir in the yeshiva. Namely, I was there 7 years. So the Rav had to use the washroom. So I never saw the Rav use the washroom. I didn't think he was. He had recourse to a washroom. He used to sit in shiurim for 6-7 hours, never went to the washroom b'chlal. Anyway, so that dafka, that shir, had to go to the washroom. So he was clearly frightened about that notebook, about losing that notebook. He said, this notebook is worth more than all the gold bullion in Fort Knox. That's what he said. And so he appointed, he took not just the three or four people who surrounded him when he came into the room, but he said he wants to know, he needs some gesunte types who can guard this notebook with their lives. So he took the three, I'm not joking, the three biggest chevra in the shir. I'm talking about those that were, I would say, more or less rather corpulent. And he told them that they should walk with him to the washroom and guard the notebook with their lives. And then he gave them such mussar that if you, God forbid, lose this notebook, it's the end of his life, the end of your life. And so just, I never got such a kick out of that like I did. We followed all these three, the whole Shia followed him to the washroom. We didn't go into the washroom, but we just wanted to see what the... So these three, they saw themselves as honor gods, you know, Shomri Asaf, and therefore they took it. Anyway, that's what I discovered, that there are Shira, Abchaim, Halevi, and Bar Metzia. I never knew that. I only knew about the Chiddush HaGrach, the stencil, Chiddush HaGrach on Kochim, and also other Masechtas in Saita, a few other Masechtas in Shas. That also used to bring the old stencil he brought to the Shir. He used to read it inside. Everything he read inside. Everything. Like Abaram the Chassid also, everything was read inside. And but I didn't know about the shurim he had on Bar Metzia, other than what I saw in the Chiddush HaGrach, on the Rambam. And so years later, they published that notebook. This is from that notebook that was published. Anyway, so if you look at the Gemara in Lama Mabez, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbah, Hikisha Chayaba. So Rashi explains, Hikisha. The Gemara is talking about the issue of a Zokin, Enel Fichvedai, it's not Mechuyah to go ahead and be Metapil with the Aveda, but if Hikisha Chayaba, says Rashi, Hikisha Zesh Enel Fichvedai, namely an older person, Imikisha Hako Achas, Lo Shiva Nishayaba La Dura, Ho Behishil, very striking halacha. He has to return it to the owner because he somehow, however you translate Hikisha, usually Hikisha in Chazal, Hikisha B'makel, that's the Lashon in Chazal, all over Shas.
Made move.
What?
Made the animal move.
Right, right, exactly. The animal began to move around by virtue of his using, Rasalish used to call it a shtekin. He took the stick, a shtekin, and then with that he went ahead and hit the animal. The Gemara then goes on, and the Gemara discusses what other elements would be responsible for his having to be machriz and doing the hashavas habeda. Just read the two or three more lines. Abaye, Abi Yosef, Kamei the Rabba, Chazal Anuch Izi the Kaimu. He saw there were Izim, they were wandering around. Shokal Kola. So here, he took a regev shel adama, he took a clod of earth. Kola, Bishadabu, and he threw it at them. Amala Yichaibisbu. Kimadrinu. So that's also like Hikisha B'makel. That's a Mechayef HaShavas HaVeda.
I don't want to be Mechayef
HaShavas HaVeda. Make
them go away.
Say that. Yesh Mezeh Makom Ladun. What exactly this Regev Adamba was functioning. But he said as a result of that, you're now Chayef in HaShavas HaVeda. Kimadrinu. Tell him go ahead and return it. Because in effect, despite the fact that we're talking about a Zokim, Enel Fichvedai, but they came under Hischil. Once you began the process of HaShavas HaVeda, and this was an indication that you began the process, and now you have to complete the din of HaShavas HaVeda. Okay, the Gemara has a whole discussion on that, but here there's an interesting Rav Chaim Halevi. So on page number 8, and this is where Rav Chaim Halevi, this was Shurim that he gave in Valozhin. That was a notebook that Rav Soloveitchik had in his hand, the Shurim from Valozhin. So here, Rav Chaim essentially compares the din of Hikisha B'makal of Yechayiv L'Hachzir, and Yechayiv to go return the Aveda, even though it's a Zokim Ben Ufi Chvoda, because as I said a moment ago, what Rashi said over here, that became a Hischel L'Hashin is Chayiv L'Hachzira. Once you began the process of returning it, so Mechuyev to bring it back. The truth of the matter is that this is also a Rambam in the, I don't know if I remember if I Xerox that Rambam or not. In Perek Yud Aleph, I see it's Perek Yud Aleph, Zelu Aveda. Just one second. We'll read part of our Chaim in a second. I don't think I Xerox this. Let me, just one moment. I don't see it. Okay, but in Perek Yud Aleph, Zelu Aveda, the Rambam quotes this din d'alocha. The Rambam says that if the Aveda was a Shavu Pruta B'Shas Aveda, like I told you a moment ago, and B'Shas HaMetzia, and then it was Huzla, Yem Chuyotu, La'achzira, even though B'Shas Chazara, the Chepetz is not worth the Shavu Pruta. So apparently, what do you see? That this is what Rav Chaim held, we'll see in a moment, that he held the din of Kiyam Mitzvah, Shavas Aveda, is Chal B'Shas Metzia. From the moment you find the Aveda, at that moment there, it devolves upon you an obligation to return the Aveda. Means, why is that? Probably because Mishas Hagbo, the moment you lift up the Aveda, you become a Shomer Aveda, and it's considered to be Kahascholas Kiyam Mitzvah Hashava. That's the beginning of the obligation to return the lost article. And since B'shas Metziah was a Shavuot Pruta, and you began the Kiyum HaShava, so then even though Huzla, and now Shavuot Pruta, you're mechuyev to complete the act of HaShava, that's where the Rambam passes in Chayiv L'Achriz. There's a Din of Achroza that applies to that Aveda. Okay, look at the Rav Chaim. I'll just read a little bit. This beginning part of Rav Chaim on page 8, lower left-hand corner. He said, Mekemet Shehisra B'Hashava, Kenochi Das HaRambam, Datam Havi Mishum Shehisra B'Hashava, Gambe Shadvar, Mabinu Dehisra Chai V'Hachzir, Aina Mukha Yosef, Shevi B'Shem Aran, Shehikshim Yehud V'Gua B'Abasra. The Gemara there says, Eben Yom HaRava B'Bal Chayim, Diaktinu Nigra B'Aisa, Habedu Shari Habedu, Lomin in this Chayabu. Chaynik Shagam Arizva. Okay, they ask a series on the and what the Rambam said here regarding the act of Haskalas Hashava, and he says, "Rav Chaim Benira Loma the Mitchila, the Bar Atam Nischayi B'Mishosh Yisrael." What's the marker for that? Why is it that you have to begin the Chiyuv of returning the Aveda once you somehow got into it? Benira Pima Di Olcha Gemara Leil Daf Chazayin Debinu Shavuputu B'Shas Aveda B'Shas Metzia. As long as you don't have it, there's no obligation. Next page, 9. And he quotes the Gemara Daf Nun Hey. Because it's less than a Shavuputa. Once the Chiyuv began, so then you can no longer relinquish, you can no longer shirk your duty of returning the Aveda. V'nira, d'zeu atam shalikisha chayba. D'od d'zokim v'enu l'chichvod of the potter. What's the basis why the Gemara Darshan said in Pasuk that a zokim doesn't have to go ahead and return it? V'shum she'enu m'chuyiv l'zal d'v'chvod v'shumam m'chavero. There'll be a zilzal in his covered m'shumam m'chavero. So when the two of these items have a kind of hitnakshut, there's a kind of a conflicting desideratum, namely the sensitivity you should have to mam chavero, mitzat sheni, your own dignity, your own self-dignity. So this takes precedence. Became the pam echad yeshiva, l'mahan yamidi ma'dehoeven l'fi chvodo. Yach shem chuyiv l'chzir ma'chz chiyiv ha'shov shem afreyam, v'yab daito k'shen erotze en l'fi chvodo, lo te'el kohuzlo. Okay, he doesn't really present much of an explanation, except that once you began the process, and then you have to continue and go on. Okay, then he goes on to.
Because there was a zilzul in the covered already.
What was that?
There was a zilzul in the
covered
already.
Okay, you can say it like that. Me, by virtue of the fact that that he picked it up.
Yeah,
okay. What was that? Right.
But if the person is not a zaken, then it's kitiret.
That's right. That's pasha. That's the pasuk. 100%. Kitiret. I mean, los hisalim. That's exactly what you're not supposed to do. That's what the Torah describes, that Yerei Shamayim will not be misalim, will not pretend that he doesn't see it. Right. The moment of, they quote, actually, the beginning of Mamatziah, Beria Baal Makonila. They connect the two dots. Even though it's not the same halacha, but the pasuk says, that's the pasuk. See, there's a question. On Michas Chinuch, he tumults on this favorite topics. On Michas Chinuch, what's called Ein Lefichvodo? What do you mean Ein Lefichvodo? You have a mitzvah say Baraisa. Why is it not Lefichvodo? So what? He's a bit older. Okay. The question is in general, what's called zilzul? These are impossible things to define. Mamish impossible. What's called a zilzul? What's a zilzul to you is not a zilzul to me. A zilzul to you is not a zilzul to him. Very difficult. He tumults on this like crazy. Mechas Chinuch, one of his favorite discourses on this topic. Okay, but Rav Chaim here, he has now a lot of discussion, a lot of allied issues, which I'm not going to discuss right now. But you can, if you want to look at it, you can go ahead and do so. So now I'm interested in discussing the main topic that I want to talk about. Is you said Adin of Shemir Aveda, try to define it a bit more carefully, and which Chazal say, I just mentioned a moment ago, that it has to be a Shavuot Pruta. That's what you either learn out from the language of Asher Tovad, or the language of Mitzasa, and in general, it should be a Shavuot Pruta, B'Shas Aveda. That also, that halacha is hard for me to understand. What exactly does that mean? Why shouldn't it be sufficient that the Aveda is a Shavu Puta, B'Shas Metziah? That the moment I found it, that L'chora should be the critical moment that I should be, in effect, automatically self-appointed by the Torah to become a Shomer Aveda. Why is it that we don't somehow take that into account? So apparently that the owner, the one who lost this article, the one the article dropped from him, that he's part of the Mechayv of Hashavas Aveda, that not just B'Shas Metzia, but B'Shas he loses the article, that's somehow Mechayv Hashavas Aveda, which is a little bit, for me, a bit, shall we say, difficult to understand. Why should that be? Why should the moment he loses the article, no one found it yet, no one picked it up yet, why should it be a Mechayv for the din of Hashavas Aveda? So, and again, as I said, at what point does the Torah impose upon the individual who's a Shomer Aveda, at what point does he become a Shomer Aveda? At what point does the Torah, and this is the psukim that Rabbi Asger just quoted, Kisira, the Torah says, Chamor achicha oseo nidochim v'salamta mehem hoshev teshivim lachicha. Means we know that by Shah Shomerim, you have Mishnayis later on. Mishnayis and Bab Metziah. Talk about when does a person become a Shomer. Let's say, Hanach lefonai, Shomer chinam. The sukkah later on, the Gemara has the sixth parak, the seventh parak, the eighth parak. So we tell the Bailim tells the person, the Shomer tells the Bailim, put it in front of me, I'm going to accept upon myself a chrayis to be a Shomer, whatever the nature of the Shemir is, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, Soicha Shoyom. But we see by Shar Shomrim that Al Yidei Mesira Sachefetz or Das HaBailim, that's when the person becomes a Shomer. And yet somehow over here, Shomer Aveda is different. Beyond that, Shomer Aveda, let's say a person finds a shor that's avud, and now the shor is mazik. So normally a person is a shomer. We saw a brisa, we had that brisa also, just one second, that abo nichesu tachas habaylim. In general, someone who accepts upon himself shmira, so part of shmira, shmira is nizokin. Part of shmira is to make sure that the shor that you are guarding doesn't go about causing any damage. What about in the case of Shomer Aveda, let's say the aveda is a shor, and the like, and now the shor is mazik, but Pasha is that the Shomer does not become, he's not Nichnas Tachas HaBailim. And again, the case of, this is Nogia, I just want to show you one thing, one or two things before you speak. In the Perek Beis of Chesiris on page number 11, this is a very famous, it's a well-known Psak of the Rambam. But the issue that I'm interested in is the Kodin Shehivkin. What's the halacha of a Kodin who's mafkid to be Kodin? The Kodin owns a Bikodin. He gives it to someone else. So the Shomer doesn't swear. The halacha is that first Einish Boim al-Kakos, but beyond that, that the din is that the Torah says Ki Teini Shavu'eyu Chamor Shor Se'el Lishmor the Pesuk of Mishpatim Prad LeKodin. Doesn't apply to a Kodin. It's not called an Ish. There's no Chalosh Shmira in the Bikodin of a Kodin. And the Rabbi here has a Hasoga and this Rambam that sounds like there is a din. There is a Chalosh of Shomer Ba'Avidas HaKodin. And the Torah somehow imposed it upon him. And again, this also is relevant to the machlokas that you saw also here in Asugya. The Gemara calls the machlokas we see in Abi Yosef and Rabba. The famous machlokas, what the status of Shomer Aveda is it Shomer Socher, Shomer Chinam, Pruta Abi Yosef? By the way, I always tell people, because people have asked me this many times, in that din of Shomer Socher, the reason is Yosef and Mitzvah, Potter and Mitzvah, you're Potter from giving Tzlaga to an Ani. That's the Makar. If you are davening, and someone comes to you, as is the case every single day, Kalayom Kalayla over here. I don't know about your side of the tracks, but certainly on this side of the tracks, Kalayom Kalayla, people come to ask for money. You are potter from giving money. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. Normally, the halacha is Gemara Babasa and elsewhere that if someone who's an ani, okay, he has to be a real ani. That's another kasha, whether they're real aniim. So probably not mechuyev because they're not real aniim. They have Masayim Zuz. I'm not saying they're wealthy, but the people who have, many people have asked me this kasha in the last 28 years of my life over here in Eretz Yisrael. There's no chiyuv mikra I didn't give them. That's pashut. But it's a good thing because they don't have the wherewithal to buy all that which they want to buy. The truth is, neither do I. But okay, Lama Shana, I'm not going around. I'm not a panhandler. It's not my mahalach. I want to be a responsible Jew. My father taught me the work ethic. So that's what he taught me. He did a good job. So last night I was at a bar mitzvah, and I spoke about that, of David Krauss. So I spoke about the work ethic concept in that family, which I know four generations, four doros of Dr. David Krauss, radiologists. Anyway, I don't know if you know. So I spoke about four generations of work ethic, which is, quality that's missing today, unfortunately. But my father drilled it into me, so he was successful. What?
You know, from the States?
What was that?
You know, the craft is from 4 generations ago?
No, of course not. I know 4 generations of Krauses because he davened in my previous shul when I had a shul over here. Not only did he daven there, his parents davened there, and his grandparents davened there. They didn't live there. Now they live in Eretz Yisrael. But so I know them. I'm allowed to know 4 generations, even though I don't go back 4 generations. I'm not the Ramban. You have to be so medayik in my
loshon. His father came to shul, and sometimes his father, his grandfather.
Correct. Thank you, Rabbi Feinberg. You have helped us immensely. Anyway, so there's a famous Ramban Bible over here, and I just want—I don't know if you can read the print is slightly on the small side, but you can trust me that this is the issue regarding a cotton, and the question is what the status, whether Nesinas HaKotten has any value. It doesn't have any value. The Torah imposed upon him a chalos shmira, and it's going back to the issue of Shamis Socha, according to Ab Yosef, that because it's Chai Pruta, you don't have to give tzedakah to an ani. but again, when does a person become a Shamis Socha? Normally, when the owner compensates the shomer for the shmira that he undertakes. That's at that point, he becomes as status of a Shamis Socha. And... Yeah, when he agrees to compensate him. But Shomer Aveda, again, when we say he is a Shomer Socha, but then Pruta Rabbi Yosef, even though he's not going to receive any compensation. There's no compensation whatsoever. The Bailan, the Torah imposes upon him. The reason why I say this, Rav Soloveitchik once told over the following story. I learned Perek HaShoel with Rav Soloveitchik in Bar Mitzvah. So he told over, he said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim Briska, met Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha Koyim Bidvinsk, met the Meshech Chochma on the train. And the question that was raised was the following issue. What's the din of Shomer Aveda L'gabi Shmiras Dizokin? As I mentioned a moment ago, let's say the shore that I found now decides to go become a gadabout and do his thing or her thing, whatever thing they're doing, namely all kinds of hezek. The shaila is, I'm a Shomer Aveda. Am I obligated? We know that a regular Shomer certainly is obligated in Shmiras Dizokin. So what about a Shomer Aveda? Do we assume that the Brisa writes that Abba Nichazu Tanas Abaylim? Remember that Brisa. So the question, what about Shomer Aveda? That's the conversation between Rabbi Simcha Kohen Midvinsk and Rabbi Chaim Briska. Is there a din of Shomer Aveda? A Shomer Zizokin by Shomer Aveda. That's one. Question number two, they asked whether, that's what we're learning in HaShoel, the second issue. Namely, the Gemara, the Torah says, Bolavima lo yishalim, Zalocha Baylim, that if the owner is with the shomer, so then you don't have to pay. And whatever the reasons are, I'm not getting it. It's exactly how costly. That's the bottom line. Balav Yimalo Yishalim. The Gemara discussing Hashoel, the whole sugi in Hashoel. So that's the question here, whether this applies to a shomer aveda, that he be put from Tashlumin if the shor goes ahead and causes damage based on the din of Balav Yimalo Yishalim. Would that be applicable? So Ameh Simcha Tainid, the shomer aveda is Chai B'Shmeyas Zizokin, because the aveda is in his Rishus. He compared it to a gazlan. The halacha is that Tesis Baba Kama, you actually have that Tesis here. Yes, you do. Look on the Tesis Baba Kama, that's Kedai to see it. The famous Tesis on page 14 in Hakoines. This is a very, very famous, important Tesis in Shas. The Gemara here, you probably know the Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara, part of it in the other, Mechai B'nei Shamayim. The Gemara gives all kinds of Ayu Zeche, with Avraham Lichtenstein, Zatzal, to learn the Kunches of Garbi. He actually wrote on it, it's published. So we learned it for an entire summer. 2 months in the summer. We went to shiurim for 4 or 5 hours. We went to the Kunches. I'm talking about the United States. That's when I, more or less, I was zeicha to him. Although I only saw him here in Eretz Yisrael also about 20 years. But anyway, but there was the main affair. So this thesis becomes a very significant thesis. The Gemara discusses that there are a number of items that if you do these items, you're called a grumba ben izokin. The Gemara gives a lot of cases, many cases. Hasoicha edi shekel ahoyin. Let's use that case. A mafia. You hire exactly what happened in Tanakh with my father, as I mentioned, used to call her Jezebel, with Izebel, and Ahab. My father called him Ahab. I'm not sure why Achab becomes Ahab. Okay, whatever. Because of Moby Dick and literature and everything. My father was all connected. Anyway, so. So she hired Edi Shekel Ahoyid against the Novel, who owned the Kerem. Kerem Hoyid and Novel. Anyway, Bekitzu Nimrod, so that's called, you didn't really do anything. You didn't testify falsely. You hired false witnesses. They did the job. But the mafioso, they're always exempt. They're honorable people, etc., etc. And the Gemara gives many examples. So here, among the items that the Gemara mentions are and that's the Gemara comments here on the top of the Nunvavim Beis, page 14. Gemara says, "Pshita kevin da'afkua kamila b'shusay." The Gemara Gazlan, that once he takes it and there's mashicha shina b'shus, so then he's koneh and he owns it. So Tesis here points out where you took it out for the purpose of gazel. Second line, milon the kamila b'shusay afil l'schayev amashi mazekes. How do you know that it's in his b'shus? The Gazan is chayiv for Nezikin. I'm sorry, I didn't forget you yet. I just wanted to get them. I'm in the Retzef. Anyway, so the Gazan is chayiv even for that the animal damages whatever it caused. The Achi Koy, the son of Yosef Nezikin, the local name Achi Deichem Masal Shem Mechina Masher Nichus Etabaylim, who are in Gazan. It's the same kasha I'm asking you with Shomer Aveda. Taisias Gabi Gazan. That there's no question that the Brisa writes that Abba Nichus Etabaylim. All these four Shomerim, they have to shoulder the responsibility for whatever happens to the item that they accepted upon themselves as Shemira. Now the question is, what about a Gazan? Taisa says, why not? Dilma Shomer Hu Demechayev, but Gazan lo, maybe Gazan is different. Why? The Masina Dvarim Shashem Mechayev, a Gazan Pot. So he gives you a whole bunch of examples where there's a distinction between a Gazan and the other Shomerim. So maybe this also, in this area, that a Gazan would not be Nichas HaSabaylin for the purpose of being Chayev Shemira Zizokin. Now look at the answer. That's what I'm really interested in. The Shomer, last 8, 9, 10 lines of Tosfos, Yeshomer Disuvaru. The Gazan Nichnas Taras Habaylim, the Kevin Shotzia Meshus Habaylim Shoychayav Bishmirasa, Vein Habaylim Lechom Meshomer Lufishenigzlamayim Yeshal Gazan Leshomer. And here he defines what the parameters are. Dilinyan Nizokin Iku Baylim Kol Mishmirad Leshomer. Wow! If I'm in a position as a result of what I did, that no longer is the owner able to provide the kind of shmira that's requisite, and I can provide that shmira because I now have the animal, it's under my thumb. So therefore, Taisa says automatically, you become the one who's not chayim in shmira sezokin. So Amei Simcha told up chayim based on this Taisa, that's what he wanted to argue. He argued that Hashem Aveda is also chayim in shmira sezokin. The Aveda is now b'shuso. The Aveda is now in his property, and it's similar to a gazan, just like a gazan is chayiv b'shmiras nizokim, so too, Rishon Raveda will be chayiv as well. And again, the definition is, l'inyan nizokim, who's called the Bailim? Kol mi shebiyadu l'shomra. And he writes further here. Taisa says that there's another factor. Namely, Taisa says that since he's chayiv b'onsin, that's halacha, Gazan is chayiv b'onsin, so automatically we assume that he's considered to be a Bailim more than a shutev. So if that's the case, that a Gazan is Chai B'Shmir Zizokin, who are dinami B'Shomer Aveda? Shomer Aveda is also called a Bailim L'Gabi Nizokin. That's what the Abmei Simcha told Rav Chaim Briska. And therefore, you're Chai B'Shmir Zizokin like any other Shomer. What about the din of Bala Vimo, the second question that was raised in that conversation? Does the halacha Bala Vimo Lo Yishalim also apply to a Shomer Aveda? To pater him when the Bala Aveda is Imo B'Malachto. So here, Meir Simcha said, the other thing, there's a true of Bala Bimo, and the Shomer Aveda is Chayiv L'Shalim. Why? Because again, by Bala Bimo, you look in the Gemara in Hashoyel, B'Shas Mashicha. And when the Shomer pulls the animal and does a Kinyan Mashicha, and Bala Bimo, so that's when you have the tour of Bala Bimo. That moment, that's when the Chiyuv of Shmira begins. The Chiyuv of Shmira is Chal B'Shas Mashicha, when he's Moshech the animal. And if the Bailim were Mamalach B'Shas Mashicha, that's, if you look in the Mishnah, that you can see actually in the Mishnah here. If you have the Gemara, take a look on Daf Sari Dalid in the Sugyan Babansiyah. So on Daf Sari Dalid, you see there, oh, you don't have the Gemara. Well, you can trust me. So here on Sari Dalid, the Mishnah said, when the first Mishnah in Hashoyel, so it tells you, Hashoyel Sapara Vishal Bala Ima, that the owner comes with it. And then, of course, the pasuk, and it tells you when it has to take place. When this chiyuv is chal, the answer, the chiyuv is chal, as I said, b'shas mashicha. That's what the Mishnah says here. Ashol es ha-parah v'shol bala ima potter. But if, however, ashol es ha-parah, and then the owner comes along, then the Mishnah writes in Tzadik Dalet that the din of bala v'imo will not be applicable. So now the question is, shomer aveda. That's the question, would there be a din Balavima, Bashom Rabbeida, so it would seem to me that, and that's what the discussion was that Rav Soloveitchik mentioned between the Meshech Chochma and Rav Chaim Briska, that Hashem Rabbeida, as I said here, the Mechayev is not the, we don't assume that the, here there's going to be a Mechayev, Shas Hagbos HaMetziah. But Kol Rega Rega, as long as the Metziah is Tachas Yodo, I have the Metziah, I found it, so there's a chiyuv to return the Metziah to the Bailim. So even though the Bailim were b'malacha b'shas ha-Metziah, and so therefore, l'chura, that maybe, I'm not sure, this needs a little bit more libun, because maybe the different stages, it's not so pashut. But anyway, Rav Chaim was cholik on the Sameach, he held that in both these cases, Shem Ravid is potter, that as far as Shmir Zizokin, so you can't compare Hashem Ravida to a Gaza. Even though Tais is here, Bamea Simcha held that you compare Hashem Ravida to a Gaza. A Gaza, since it's Biyodom, it's Chai B'Shmir Zizokin, the same thing also applies to Shem Ravida. And Rav Chaim said, no, Gaza is different, because a Gaza has Kinyan Ixel in the Chepetz. A Gaza is Chai B'Insin, Gaza has Kinyan Ixel in the Chepetz, it's Mechai B'Shmir Zizokin, and so that is not what Hashem Ravida has. He has no kinyan exela. So in Mela, he's not chayav shmiras zizokin. And beyond that, regarding the
Hashem Kingdom also, he holds.
I think so. Yeah. So there's no distinction.
Okay,
the Hashem Ravida machlokes with the Hashem Kingdom, Hashem Esacha machlokes with Rabbi Yosi. But I'm saying the Hashem Ravida again. That I didn't take the Ravida miyad. I mean, the Ravida was under the shmir of the owner when he had it. I didn't take the Ravida away from him, under his shmira, and accept upon myself shmira. The Torah imposed it upon me. So it could be there's no din of Baglin Bechlal, no din of Balavim Elo Yishalim, no din of Shmira Zizokin. The whole thing is not relevant. It's totally, I think that is the correct position of value. Okay, I'm not here to express an opinion, but I'm just saying that if the Baglin were Melechas Hashom and B'Shas Metziah, then maybe there would be a din of Balavim Elo. Okay, I see the two different back and forth regarding this matter. I mean, by the way, even the Lashon of the Gemara, look on Nun Vav Beis, since we have it already. Look at Nun Vav Beis for a second, and you'll see something very interesting. But the Gemara discusses this machlokes on Nun Vav Beis, Perek Hazov, I think that's where it is. Where did I see it? Oh, I meant Nun Vav Beis and Baba Kama, that's what I meant. Oh, that's the problem. I don't have Baba Kama in front of me. Okay, but I have that Gemara. So look at the Gemara over here on page 14. Yeah, the Gemara, look on the bottom of the page. Page 14. Shom Rabbeinu, the last four lines. Last five lines. Shom Rabbeinu, the Gemara says here, Rabba Makashem Mechina Dami, Rabbi Yisrael Makashem Esocha Dami. You see what I'm reading? Yes. Rabba Makashem Mechina Dami, Mai Hano Kamatile. Here that's where, Rabbi Muniz. Mai Hano Kamatile. Rabbi Yisrael Makashem Esocha Dami, Bari Hano, Labai Lamesa, Rif Talanya, I don't have to give tzedakah at that moment in time. Rabba Lashem Esocha. That's one explanation. Ikud the Mefarshiyachi. Second explanation the Gemara provides, that the Gemara says a different svara. Namely, the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Yisrael Makashem Asach came to Rachman Shibde Bal Korche. He'll call Kashem Asach Adami. Shem
Rachina has the option to say no thank you, and he doesn't.
Okay, good. But that's the svara here, as you can see, the svara of Shibud, Rachman Shibde. I mean, here also, the Torah was the one that was Meshavim him, even the Shemachinim, assuming he has the status of Shemachinim. The Torah imposed this obligation on irrespective of what... Okay, that's it. Yeah, but, and there are two separate Svaras over here. Okay, but anyway... you want to be Mechalek. What's the basis of that? Yeah, I think I would call that. I think that's called Hasidus.
It's only been Mishum Minas Hasidus.
Last night, my wife and I were walking. We walked to this bar mitzvah. On the way back, was a massive dog. A massive dog came along. My wife doesn't exactly, not enamored of dogs, especially if they're massive. And they're not talking about that one of these shaggy dogs that is more puppet-like than this. This dog was a, I forgot what they call it, a, the owner told us the name of the dog, a very, a dog that's well-known for its biting capacity. That's what it's called, Doberman Pinscher. It was an Israeli woman, she called it a Doberman. She says to me, Harav, they're Doberman. I said, that's very nice. So that put my wife into even a greater state of panic. So then this woman says, listen, I'm allowed to walk my dog in the street. Mutali. And we said, Abaya Zeshalach. Rabbanit, that's what the woman says. Abaya Shalach, Labaya Shalu. So that's in terms of what you just said, Babi Monea Nazikin. But the problem is the dog was lunging all over the place and she was holding on to the dog with two leashes. What?
Supposed to be with the leash and a muzzle.
That's what you say.
Yes.
Okay. You know, it says one day in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Baba Kama, English Ramu, Shmir Ela Basakin. Anyway, so that's what my wife holds.
Well,
but,
about the mice in the Gemara about the pregnant lady?
Yeah. That's right. And that she miscarried.
Does that indicate that the Baal HaKelev has
a... I think so. But I think they say also, that's also... the question is, Yuchayev, only Bedina Shemayim, I think Rabbi Baum, he's holding in these sugyas. Yuchayev only Bedina Shemayim, Bedina Yodam, where the woman miscarried. And I think you're not Chayev Bedina Yodam, as far as I know. And probably only Bedina Shemayim. Okay. Mark? Okay, I didn't let you speak the whole time. They're all going on their merry way. Yeah.
That's a few shir without the shmum.
Okay, I hear. Someone asked me this morning, and called me up the following kasha. Because they heard I'm discussing this sugya. But they saw on some site, I said, Shomer Aveda. Anyway, so he asked me, what about if the, let's say, a goy who lost an Aveda and then becomes a ger between the Aveda and the Shas Metzia? That's what he asked me. What's the halacha of, is it a chiv ashova for Shas Metzia? Or since
when
we say,
what?
He was a guy when he lost it. And then when the fellow found it, he already became a Jew. So now the question is, what's the halacha? Do we say that just like you have an Aveda, b'shas Aveda, Shas Metzia, what we saw before, so therefore Shas Aveda is part of the Mechayev. So here, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. If it was not a Shavah Putin B'Shas Aveda, then there's no mitzvah of Hashavah, as we said at the very beginning of this year. And now, Hukal Shavah Putin B'Shas Metzia. Or even, I'll use another example. I'll give you another example, which is similar. Let's say you have Yisrael Muma. Soloveitchik, I think I discussed it with you once, a long time ago, that he has a Rashi. There are two Rashis. It's actually, there are several psukim in Chumash that are the identical pasuk. So my father, Shalom, used to go crazy over this. My father was never went to yeshiva day in his life, but he was very autodidactic, and he learned Chumash with a fine-tooth comb, the whole Targum Kuzalatari by heart. And so there's a well-known pasuk that was found in two parshas that are beretzed with each other, literally two consecutive parshas, where the Torah says, Kiyam kodoshat al Hashem alokecha. One pasuk says, "B'cho b'char Hashem liyos soli am segula mikol amim asher al pnei adama." The next pasha says same pasuk, except there's one difference. Vav achibor, ki am kodesh atol Hashem alokecha uvecho b'char Hashem liyos soli am segula mikol amim asher al pnei adama. Fine. So Rav Soloveitchik took that, and the 3-hour shiur emerged out of this. I'll just tell you what he said. I tell you honestly, the older I get, the worse it's getting. But anyway, you'll see in a moment. What's the vav uvecho? So there's a Rashi. Rashi says, Kedushas Atzmecha Me'abosecha. Rashi is bothered by the Vav. Kedushas Atzmecha Me'abosecha. But Rashi says, Uvecha B'char Hashem. What's the Yilsu Rashi? What does Rashi want? Tzvei Dinim. What are the Tzvei Dinim? That a Jew has two Kedushas. Now, you ask, you heard this 10,000 times. But maybe not in this particular, they've said the same idea a million different ways. Anyway, so one, Kedushas Atzmecha Me'abosecha. We just had in B'Shalach. We read B'Shalach, well, a while ago. The Rav said it on that too. Elokei Avi Rav Amenu. Number one, Elokei Avi. That's, you know, the joke. My father used to tell this joke. You ask your father, what does Jewish religion have to say about this? He said, don't bother me, Elokei Avi. Ask my father, ask your grandpa. Ask Zayda. He'll tell you what to do. That's the door I grew up in. Okay, Bekitzer, thank God my father was not like that. And my grandfather was a Rav. But Lama Shanem. What the Rav said is that it's Kedusha Atzmecha Me'Abosecha, and then there's what we, each one of us develops into. Each one of us chooses, and b'chobach Hashem. Okay, right away I said, here's the drush coming along on my way. But the Rav, of course, Kedarko, brought it down, halacha l'maaseh. After he said these two dinim, he said it, I said, in the Rashi and B'shalach and a few other places, he said the same thing. So he wanted to use these two approaches to explain what's the status of a mumar up the halacha. A mumar, the Gemara says a chulin, the first paragraph of chulin. The Gemara said, mumar cannot bring a korban. What about the din of mumar shekidesh? So the Gaonim say, we pass an halacha, mumar shekidesh, kedusha, kedusha. So the Rabbi asked, why some things no and some things yes? The answer is, tvei dinim, these tvei dinim, namely. Regarding kedushin, there clearly kedushin is based on the fact that kedushin satzvacham yabosecha. Regarding being a korban, that's based on the oil of chabach Hashem. I almost went nuts when I heard this shir. Because I said, what am I going to do? Start up with him in front of 1,000 people. I wasn't planning on doing that. David, even I don't have that kind of brashness. But I thought it was all drush. Completely good. So then I asked Rabban the Chassin Tzatzal. So he didn't respond to me. That was always a good sign. He didn't respond. He never could argue with his father-in-law, never. He told me, I can't argue with my shver. I said, why not? He says, because he's a colossus. I went to look up the word in the dictionary, what does colossus mean? And he couldn't argue with him, period. But I asked him, does he agree with this? It sounds to me very homiletical in nature, very drushy. So he told me, Rabbi Aaron said, your son is correct. But whether one should apply it here, there, et cetera, et cetera, he didn't think the application was necessarily, but he never, never could argue with his shver. Didn't have the, he told me, Rabbi Aaron, listen, you'll get a kick out of this. Just like Rosh Hashanah and Oyabach and the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, that Sefer was around. And you'll notice, on the bottom, on the top, he has all the chumris, and the bottom, all the coolest. I don't know if you read the small print, Rabbi Baum. On the bottom, so Rabbi Lichas, he told me, just like Rosh Hashanah, who understood electricity better than the Chazon Ish, and he wrote a kuntris when he was 19, 20 years old, and became a three-volume Sefer on Chashmal, Chazon Ish held that Chashmal is also awesome. Mishmasai Su Abayna. Rashom Zalman held that he was wrong. He just didn't understand the Metzias of Chashmal. But he's not going to argue with the Chazon Ish. So anytime he has the Chazon Ish on the bottom of Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, I went through the whole Sefer more than once already. Tzorachin, Hashem Yareinai, Tzorachin Godel. He can't argue with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish was an older man. He sent him the copy of that kuntris. Anyway, so he told me that's the same thing. He can't argue with the Shver. He made that analogy. He can't argue with the Shver. Okay, why am I saying this? I'm giving you another nafkamina. Let's say over here, the case that this person mentioned to me, let's say we're talking about a Yisrael who was a mumar b'shas aveda. And now he's chayzer b'tshuva b'shas metziah. We paskin, the Rambam paskin halacha like that. Oh, you have that Rambam. No, you don't have him. Perak yidal, fechusel aveda, e meshivet aveda lemumar. There's no, it's an aveda sachicha. You don't return an aveda to a mumar. He's not part of. So here he's like the korban as opposed to the kedushin aspect. The Rav gave many nafkaminas using these two. That was the whole 3 hours shiur. Nafkaminas between these two tzedakah and Rashi. I thought it was very cute. I can't say it was not cute. I just don't understand the, as I said, the applicability. Okay. I'm not. I want to just go on to another area, if you don't mind. This also gets shomer aveda. And the Gemara in Baba Kama, we just had it recently on page 15. This issue is the issue. The Rambam passes the halacha like this. That Rambam you should have. I hope I xeroxed it. Maybe I didn't. I don't know why I forgot to xerox the Perek Yud Aleph Hechazel of Aveda. It looks like I forgot to do it. The Gemara discusses that Aveda Sachicha, what I just mentioned to you, that a goy is not included. A goy is not part of Aveda Sachicha. This is the Gemara here in Baba Kama. The Gemara says here, it learns out, this is the sugya of Gezel Akum. We just spoke about it a few weeks ago. Gezel Akum, Tovus Akum. He said a whole shiur on one nice Friday morning. But in the middle of the page, you see Tosis Hechim Yashi, two lines below that in the Gemara. Everyone see that? On page 15? What? Kufi Gimel of Abbez, in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Agrezel Machil. Two lines before the Tosis Hechim Yashi. Here the Gemara says, Omer Abchum Baguria, Omer Ab, Minayin Laveda Saknani Shimuteres. Aveda Sakam is Mutter. Gezalakam is Osa. The Gemara has 2 days, but we pass on Allah, Gezalakam is Osa. But now the question is, what about Aveda Sakam? So the Gemara says, Shenemar, the Chalaveda Sachicha, Leochicha Tomachzir, Yatomachzir Laknani. The Gemara then qualifies it. The Gemara says, Vaima, Hanimi Lechad Losa the Ode. If it didn't come into your hands, then there's no obligation. Maybe I'm going to return it. So this is halacha. However, now the question is, what's the din of Aveiras Hegdish? Hegdish loses an item. So is there a chiyuv to return the item to Hegdish? What was that?
It's also not considered a chiyuv.
Right, but by Hegdish the issue is Re'acha below Hegdish. The Gemara always says Re'eu below Hegdish. That in context of the psukim, Ki yiten ish re'eu, kesef v'chelon lishma, v'guna beis ha'ish, beis ha'ish, lo beis Hegdish. Yimotzi ha'gana v'shalom shnayim, lo yimotzi ha'gana v'niko v'alai se'lo lo'im, lo sholach yod v'ach z'v'eu, ha'kol v'ha'pesha, ha'shurach ha'mer ha'seh ha'salmo, ha'kol ha'beda she'yom ha'kiyuzeh, ha'ar olim yavod v'ar shneem, ha'shir yashir no'lim, shalom shnayim re'eu, re'eu below Hegdish. That's a Chazal, famous Gemara in a number of places. So we're made from re'eu, not just from Avidas Achicha. Re'eu is also Ma'id Akum. Re'eu is also Ma'id Hegdish. Both of them are not considered to be Re'eu. So by Aveda it says Achicha. And we're Ma'id Avidas Akum. So the Chur Avidas Hegdish also should be Nisma 8. Should also be excluded from the obligation to return an Aveda that belongs to Hegdish. So the Rambam in Perek Yudal V'Gzela brings this din that the Gemara quotes here at Kufit Gimel, that Aveda... Aveiras Achicha l'mayid akum, but we don't find the reference to Aveiras Hegdish, and this is no gear probably to the other issue that we alluded to a moment ago, that, for example, a mumar, I mentioned that case, is nismayid from Ono, just like Ono the Hegdish, Ono the mumar, and there's no din of a shvua when it comes to a mumar. Well, this halacha is not applicable. If I'm mistaken, Shchita also, the Mishnah Chulin. Shchita, mumar is nismayid from Shchita, Shchita's akum. And Shridas Mumbar, also we paskin, that it's like a goy. I mean, the question is, why are these items different? Okay, I don't know the chilukim here. I'm having difficulty formulating a real precise definition. Why in certain areas, let's say Aveda and Shrita, that we are Mamai the Mumbar. But let's say when it comes to Shvua, that's what the Rav spoke about. But he did in light of the two parts of Rashi over there in the Psukim and Dvarim. Right, does that apply to a non-Jew?
So Rashi says, Re'acha, Re'avicha. So, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why do we mind, if we learn that Re'acha is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, why would we mind Hekish with Re'acha and Re'acha?
Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Yasger, Kedarkecha, Ba'kedesh. You're always, shall we say, Guli. Guli means right away you tend to have a hankering towards chassidus, which I have no hankering of whatsoever. Maybe it's one of my chassonos missing that area. So I know that Rashi, and that Rashi has a lot of difficulty also for other reasons, but I'm asking a pashut kasha. I want to know why is it that regarding certain, the Rav thought the answer to this question lies in whatever, and the other, uvechav b'char Hashem, you have to figure out what's what. So that's when it comes to shchita. Mumar is out. Why is the mumar out for Shchita? Because Karbanos, the mumar is out. Why? Because that's totally on Kedushas Atzma Me'Abu Secha. He brought Rayas more and more. He kept heaping drush upon drush upon drush. That's what I saw. But and what about Kedushin? Kedushin totally on Uvcha Bach Hashem El Kecha. Why that's so? I do not know. I would say Kedushin has the same Kedushas Atzma Me'Abu Secha. I mean, I don't know the Gdarim.
You have a better answer.
Obviously, I don't. But it doesn't mean that I have to accept that answer. I'd rather sometimes leave with a suffix, a tekum. Last night, the Bar Mitzvah Bacha spoke about, can he lay in tomorrow Pashas Pora? That's the Shaila. He showed him the Pashas Pora, the Isa. Very, very beautiful presentation that he made with reference to this issue. Really, he went into it very beautifully. They try to, his chaverim try to be mafsik him. Rav Soloveitchik was opposed to, when someone says Dibre Torah, it's also Lahafsiko. What's the heter? To start singing and drowning him out. I don't know where this comes to. Also part of this, the shenanigans of this door. They just don't have our saga. But
I asked the Rav whether at my wedding I should make them insist that I can finish the Dvar Torah. It says it depends on the quality of the debate.
Very good. So I was at a number of chassidus where the chassanim were, you can imagine, were frightened at their wits to say the Torah in front of the Rav. Was being Masada Kedushin. And in a few cases, he fashmetted them on the spot. I didn't know that that was also something which, but I have to give them credit that they had a lot of verve in order to say Divrei Torah. Okay, but I mean, I don't know exactly what the criteria are. I wonder. I've been wondering about this for 50 years of my life. Why is it that, as I said, Shchita, we're Mamayit, Mumar. Ono, Shvua, we're not Mamayit, Mumar. You want to hear what Rav Soloveitchik, more or less, this is also part of what he said then. He said that, Ono, Shvua needs a Gabra Yisrael. So an Akum is not a Gabra Yisrael. A Mumar is a Gabra Yisrael. So that's why he's not dismayed from an Ono, Shvua. He's a Jew. Someone was talking to me last night about a Ger Toshah. What's that for Ger Toshah, Val Pi Alocha? Again, there's several machlokes of Rishonim, whether Ger Toshah is someone who just accepts not to be Eved Avodah Zarah, or more than that, and that's the Tali L'chura on what exactly his status is. When our Soleil spoke about Ger Toshah in that Russia, I was there in Parshas Chayisora, Ger Toshah Nochi Yimochim, maybe 55 years ago. So there he spoke about, you know, Tvei Dinim, that you can have a Jew when it comes to, he said, our allegiance to the United States and our obligation to contribute to society and all that. So we are a Tesha. But in terms of our theological destiny and the like, we are a Ger. Tzvei Dinim. That's a dialectic of Bris. That happens to be, that's a Yisrael Gogol. I think that's correctly said. He said it in the context of should we dialogue ecumenically with the Catholic Church? Should there be ecumenical dialogue with the Catholic Church or not? So he said, here, you got to be careful. Rabbi Bernstein, you probably heard some of this, I imagine, no? That on the one hand, we are a Toshav. We have to be citizens of a country. We have to be loyal to a country. Dina Machus Adina. And the like. Mitzat Sheni. We have to recognize that theologically we have there is no compatibility where they have their faith community, we have our faith community, and never the twain shall meet. That you can't. Okay, so I'm going over here again that when it comes to Asher Saved and Shchita, because there we are Maida Goy, because a kind of is an Eved Avodah Zarah, and therefore even a Mumar is kind of Rishus. I mean, I don't know how to make all these chilukim. That's what he said. Many decades ago, in the context of that Rashi that he described, he also spoke about this issue. That's why it's in my head. The issue of a Mumar regarding Hashem Saveda, regarding Eino, regarding Shvua, regarding Shchita, all these Gemaras, and very hard to know what the exact distinction. Now the question is, let's say, with Hegdish. So there's a Rambam, but I don't know this Rambam. For some reason, I don't. Why didn't I not Xerox this Rambam? I should. This is the most important Rambam. I forgot to Xerox. I don't know how I forgot it. The Rambam Perek Yudalf Zelam. I didn't Xerox Yudalf. I'm not sure why I did. I forgot to do it. But the Perek Yudalf Zelam, the Rambam there, and Perek Yudgimel, not Yudalf. So in Perek Yudalf Zelam, the Rambam tells you Avedas Akam Muteres, and he tells you Avedas Akam Muteres because it says Avedas Achicha. But then he says Hamachzir Avedas Akam. If you go ahead and return the Aveda of a non-Jew, so the Rambam says, Hareza over Avera. You're considered to be an Avarian. Why the Rambam says? Because he says, Shehu machzik yidei rishe olam. So that's what, I think that's the Lashon. I don't have it in front of me right now.
They're not expecting it.
Okay, is that what he means? Machzik yidei rishe olam? What does he mean by that?
Shum Eva, there's the only reason you
machzik. Shum Eva, say that. You can't say
that. There's no Eva over here.
Okay, no. The heter is because, not because Tom is not a Yisrael, Rishus of a Goy. He says, Neshu Machzik Yidei Rishi Olam. That's Lashon Haman, if I recall correctly. I'll look it up if he were here, Dr. Mazankis, but he has a Hakamas Paseba, Shloshim, for his father-in-law. Anyway, this morning. So I told him, do it before Chatzay, so he's hacking me about the Kelmole. I said, it's not Ma'akev. Nothing's Ma'akev. Okay, but anyway, Bikitsa, so the. But he told me because he wanted to arrange a shir, the Hakamas Masev in the afternoon, so he can come to the shir in the morning. But his entire family was against it. I told him, listen to your family, Shalom Bayis is Deicha this shir, that's for sure. Deicha Kalatzor, cool. Okay, I don't know exactly what the, what exactly, I mean, there's another Rambam. I would, if I had the Rambam, maybe I should just take it out to show you. Why not? I'll read to you the Rambam. You tell me Pshat and David. You'll tell me Pshat and these two Rambams. Perek Yudalf Zela. Oh, Rabbi Bam, you're here, so you're the man. So tell me what's the Pshat in these two Rambams. Zela Vaveda. the Rav in Shia one day, he asked, can anyone say over all the Svarim of the Rambam Baal Peh? In order, the fair say that. Namely, Hilchos Kelim, Mikvos, and God, who though?
In the Yad.
In the Yad. There was not one person this year, with the exception of Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, who was able to do it. So he said, Aaron, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Say over. He said over the whole thing. Like on the spot. It was astounding. That's all I could say. He didn't want to do it. Rabbi Aaron, yeah, he's such an honor of Shem Kamo. He didn't subscribe to any of that. But he did it because he said, Aaron, will you stop already? Say it over. And then the Rav said, I knew it before I was bar mitzvah. That's what he said. Before bar mitzvah, he was familiar with this. So in Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveidah, I want to read you a Lashon. You tell me what the Pshat is. I'm going to read. Oh, good. You have it over there. Excellent. Yeah, we have a few Rambams over there. In Perek Yud Aleph, I'm going to read Halacha, maybe Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Here he says, let's start with the beginning. Hashavas, oh, here we go. Hashavas Abeda the Yisrael mitzaseh. Okay, that's good. Shneinu Hoshei Teshivim. V'ro Abedis Yisrael v'nisalim, as you said, Rabbi Yazger. Obe v'losasi, Shneinu Losire, Shorachich v'salamta. Bito mitzaseh, fine. Halacha Beis. Lokach Yisrael Abeda, v'lo Heshiva, Bito mitzaseh. If you don't return the Abeda. V'obar al Shnei Lavim. Losuchel Yisalim v'elo Sigzol. Afilu hayabalo Abeda Rasha, V'ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon, V'chayotzi bo mitzvah l'hashiv lo. Eichel Nevelos L'Teyavon. Mumu L'Teyavon. Aval Eichel Nevelos L'Achis, Mumu L'Achis, Hareo Apikores, V'Apikorsim, V'Evdi Abed Zorah, U'Mechal L'Shab V'Hesya, Osu L'Hachsulem Abedu Kakum. You know what the Rambam says? If it's a Mumu L'Achis, then he's an Apikores, and Apikorsim, and those who are over there with the Zorah, and the Chalashat V'Hesya, Abedin of a Mumah, also the Achsel of Abedin of Kakun. You're not allowed to return the Abedin like a guy. Next Rambam. Abedas over Kachav and Muteres. Shenem Abedas Achicham. Va Machzira, Havez over Abedin. I was right. Why, if you return the Abedin of a guy, are you over in Abedin? Neshu Machzik Gidei Rishi Olam. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, all goyim are Rishoyim. Oh, that's correct. That's the distinction. He said, "Avedas obichav muteres." Shneimar, avedas achicha. V'amachzira. We're talking about obi lekachav. Correct. That's a bishy. Oh, not that he's condemning the whole world. What? Oh, what do you have in your nusach there, in Frankel? In halacha gimel. Could you read halacha gimel?
Sure. Avedas hagoy.
No,
but he says goy. He doesn't say Avedas. Well, that's the Frankel. You have the Frankel edition.
Right.
It's Avedas goy. Okay, that's a question.
You just killed it.
Yeah, you killed it, right. Okay. But then he goes further. V'im hechziro, you mentioned Rabbi Yazgin. Hechziro l'kadosh Hashem. You do it for Kiddush Hashem. K'dei sh'yifaru shem es Yisrael. V'yedu shem ba'al yamuna harizim meshuvach. ובמקום שהשחילו להשם, אבידוסו אסורה חייב להחזירה. ובכל מקום, אוקיי, מכניסים כליהם, בני הגנובים, כלי יוסל, בני דרק ושולם. אוקיי, this is a famous issue, but it's not clear at all in the, what exactly the Rambam is being, what is being memayit by me. I'm just saying, a mumar lachis. The Rambam calls him, he considers him to be apparently a kind of a Russia ke'akum. Okay, as I said, I don't know what the Gdarim are. I'm having difficulty with this for years and years, trying to figure out what exactly the Gdarim of these items are.
So the Gmar says by Mumar, Hamakadish.
That's what I just mentioned. Mumar Shekidish. We pass the Kedusha of Kedusha. The Kedusha is Chal.
It's a Sophic Kedusha.
We pass the Kedusha of Chal. That's what it says in Shulnach. I don't think so. We pass the Kedusha of Chal. Yeah, there's Machlokes Rishonim, but we pass halacha the Kedushin Eschal. I'll just show you one thing I saw. I was looking around on page number 16, Avedas Hegdish. There's a Rashba in Chulin, the Kedusha of Rashba in Kuflam Etes. So he says that he speaks about a double shem bo simen. I underlined it, which says Avokachi ben Kabayis. Kedusha is done by Almahav. Kedusha Xavier the Mardu Pakulu Kedusha Sayu. He wants to know where exactly the Kedusha went, and then he's Mechal between Kedusha's Domim and Kedusha Guf. This is a famous distinction. That's a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says by your magdish animal, this is a famous abchaim also. Meikar tur de uvein, vashta tur de uvein. Means as far as the two aspects to the kedusha of an animal that's brought to hegdish. One is the kedushas mamon shabo, the monetary element, and the other is the inherent kedusha in the animal. All right, so he makes a chilul between kachim and kabayis and kachim is bad, but what hayotzei mi dibri harashba that he says if I have a davar shein bo simin, if there's no simin. So he tells here the Motzi Aveda is allowed to take it because the Gizber is Misyayish. What? The Gizber is an owner of the Hegdish? He's only a trustee. What is the Gizber? He's, I assume he's not, has no balut on the Hegdish whatsoever. He's simply a trustee for Hegdish to guard their property. So what in heaven's name does he have a right to go be Mafkia Mama of Hegdish and Nevad? I mean, again, the halacha is when he has a right to sell Hegdish. A Gizbar. That's only, I think, Midin Pidyon, not Midin Balut. That's what he writes here at the end of this little piece, the Rashba. Apparently, Rashba held that Yeush somehow is Chal. I mean, Mama Bailim somehow is Poka, Vechetzah Shel Hegdish.
The directors of the shul. They're not really the Bailim.
Right,
they're
not.
But
they're
being
Mamunim. So that also, Gizbar in a similar kind of fashion. I mean, for example, even a someone asked me about this week, Avedas Ktanim. What's the deal with a Kodin who loses an Aveda? So what's his status? So we pass it, it's Asa. And there's a problem, Ktanim Labanei Mechila Nino. That's a famous story where they say with the stipler, he apparently said something which was inappropriate to a young child when he was 6 years old, and then 7 years later he appeared at the Bar Mitzvah to ask Mechila from the child, because the Kodin Labanei Mechila Nino. So he appeared 7 years later to ask the child for Mechila. So again, if the Aveda was an Aveda of a Godel, of someone who's of age, so then the Bailim would be Misyayish. And it would be Aveda Gemura. Mamad Abayim is Poka because of the Shem Aveda. So the question is, maybe there's a chil between Hegdish and a Kodin. The Kodin is not a Bendas. I see, yesh makom b'chala between the different situations. The Kodin is not a Bendas. So therefore, his idea is not an idea. Doesn't make it into Aveda. Mashenke in Hegdish, perhaps there you have the Aveda is an Aveda. But there's no Yeush, there's no one to be Miyayish. Who's there to be Miyayish? I mean, the Gizbar is not, as you said, he's a Mamuna, he's not a Bailim to go ahead and be Miyayish regarding this matter. Okay, and the same thing also, I saw a Mishnah Melech also in the Schiras, in Perek Beis of the Schiras, Halacha Gimel, regarding the din of Mamun Shel Tzedakah. What's the din of Aveiros Mamun Shel Tzedakah? He discussed in Mishnah Melech. If Tzedakah loses money, it happens from time to time. And this goes on the Rambam in Perek Beis Chesiris. That's the most famous Rambam, Chesiris, where the Rambam discusses the din of Poshea Kamazik. Very, very chiddish to the Rambam. The Rambam's Mechadish that Shomer Shaposha Behegdish is Chayiv, has to pay. Shomer Shatzdoka, the Rambam passing Yapota. So somehow that Hegdish is Mechayiv, the Shomer Beshmira, there's some sort of Balut, Mashenkin Tzdoka. That's Mamon Shein Lotovim, it's a Rishus of Tzedakah. I mean, you have to start making all kinds of chilukim over here, which are very, each one is more difficult than the other. I mean, I just don't have a good grasp. I never heard a really good shir on this topic that would define it more precisely.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Kodesh Levayish.
So he said, not every Kossum is able to give a Dvar Torah. So he liked this minute of stopping the Kossum.
Okay, but I heard him say also, he said, the reason why I ought to be Mafsik, because he said, the Simcha comes only from Dvar Torah. That's the real Simcha. And therefore, without that, it's missing. He'll quote the Gemara, he said, he quoted all kinds of Gemaras, Kalamasik v'divrei Torah, so Machilo Gachlei v'Somim. All kinds of Gemaras he quoted. Divrei Agoda. I don't think these Gemaras are Divrei Halacha, but I understood this point.
Somebody speaks
what?
Somebody speaks under the chuppah.
Yeah, I do it quite often in the United States. I don't do it as often as I would like to, but I do it quite well, only if I know the chassan and the kala.
That Jewish you don't have a kasha on, that okay. The simcha of chassan and kala only comes from the divrei Torah.
Okay, Beseder. All right. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.